A Prayer for When Your Soul is Downcast by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Psalm 43:5. Life these days is like riding a roller coaster. If you go to any theme park, you'll see people who are willing to stand in a very long line for the thrill of riding a very short ride. However, that one short ride is filled with such incredible twists, turns, drops, causing the rider to scream with terror and thrill at the unexpectedness of each new jerk of the ride. The incredible rush of emotions is probably the main reason people get in line in the first place, and most certainly why so many of them return to that same ride over and over again. Every single person I know has been impacted in some way from the coronavirus. Some have lost jobs. Some haven't been able to see their elderly parent buried. Some haven't been able to graduate like normal. People are full of worry and stress, and most definitely fear and anger. Should schools reopen? To mask or not to mask? How to work at home? How to school at home? How to safely visit elderly parents? How to pay the bills when the job is gone? How to get peace and quiet when everyone is stuck in the same house? Every single day, there's conflicting news and even more difficult decisions to be processed. As we journey through this weird world, we're most certainly going to experience many twists and turns in our well-thought-out plans. Accidents still happen, sickness still comes, jobs are still being lost, and the list could continue forever. Our human minds and emotions can only handle so many stressful situations before we begin to reach our limit. Our brains get tired, and our souls grow weary. As the weeks and months continue, with life continuing to bear down hard, sometimes we fail to see how heavy the weight of it has become as we've adjusted to this new normal. When we look at the words in Psalm 43:5, we see this question: Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? The author who penned these words was journeying through an incredible season of stress. He'd been so absorbed in decision-making and the stress of living through each new problem that he suddenly realized he'd sunk into a depression and had no peace in his heart. He seriously asks himself the question, why? Even though his circumstances should have been proof enough. However, as he asks himself the question, he immediately answers the question himself. He says, Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. So regardless of our circumstances, regardless of the unknown, we can always find hope in God. He is at work in every single situation in your life. He'll be right there with you through every single circumstance. There will come a point when you will be able to praise Him once again. He's never stopped being your salvation. He's never stopped being your God. It's so important that when you're feeling discouraged and tired in your roller coaster life, that you remind yourself again and again that God is with you. Praise Him through these difficult times. We certainly cannot change the strange world happenings all around us, but we can choose to keep our eyes on Jesus, and we can choose to share the hope that is only found in God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you have never left me alone to fight my battles. Thank you that even in the midst of all the uncertainty of my life and the world right now, that you are still God. Help me, Lord, as I'm dealing with so many different situations in my life. Help my heart and mind stay focused on you. Help me to not grow downcast, but to remember that my hope is always in you. Thank you that you are my God, that you are my salvation, and that you will always provide a way for me. I'm trusting you, Lord, for this. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.